Case is case number 18047. This is an application of SM Energy Company for an order amending the applicable orders for the Ambrose Bakken Pool, Divide County, to allow the wells to produce oil at an unrestricted rate and flare gas until June 30th, 2013. All interested parties, please come forward.
Madam Examiner, John Morrison, appearing this matter on behalf of SM Energy Company. And we would request that 18047, 18048, and 18049 all be consolidated. These are MER or flaring requests for the Ambrose, West Ambrose, and Colgan fields are all adjacent to each other. It's exactly the same facts. We have one set of exhibits and one witness for the three cases.
All right. I will call case numbers 18048 and 18049, and we will consolidate all three cases for purpose of hearing.
And with that, Danny Green, an engineer from Billings, will be testifying.
This is Danny.
Hi, Danny. This is John Morrison. You're on the speakerphone in the hearing room.
Good afternoon, John.
Mr. Gray, do you promise to tell the truth in these cases?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Thank you.
Danny, will you state your name, tell us by whom you're employed and what capacity, and give us your business address, please?
My name is Danny Green. I'm employed by SM Energy Company as a production operations engineer. My address is 550 North 31st Street, Suite 500, Billings, Montana, 59101.
And Danny, have you previously testified before the commission as an expert witness and had your qualifications accepted?
Yes, sir, I have.
And have you prepared some exhibits you're going to sponsor today in these three cases?
Yes, sir, I have.
Allow for the further testimony of this witness. Have an expert?
Motion
granted. Danny, let's turn to what we've marked as Exhibit 1, and can you just identify and tell us what you're showing on this exhibit, please?
Certainly. Exhibit 1 is an overview map showing our position and our acreage, the areas of Ambrose, West Ambrose, Colgan, and Gooseneck Fields. And showing our wells in relationship to the WBI transmission residue line, and also showing the existing field gathering system which is inside of those fields.
And who's that operated by?
That gathering system is operated by Ambrose Gas Pipeline, which is Sterling Energy, essentially.
Okay. Why don't we go on with Exhibit 2 and tell us what you're showing on Exhibit 2.
Certainly. Exhibit 2 shows a more detailed infield look at the local gathering system of the Ambrose pipeline. And it also designates where some of the compressor stations and compressor plants are located within the field. It also shows that the line consists of a 3-inch poly. That's what that 3-inch P stands for. And that's what our gathering system equates to up there right now.
And why aren't you just connecting the rest of your wells in these three fields to that gathering system?
That gathering system currently services approximately 7 wells in that area. And of those 7 wells, the gathering system on a regular basis can take about half the production from those 7 wells. We flare about half the production, the other half of that production every day from those wells. Essentially, the existing gathering system is atrophied, and it's not large enough to handle the capacities that we need.
So what is SM doing as an alternative? Are you looking at alternatives?
Yeah, we sure are. We will have our first electrical cogeneration setup done by the end of July on the Walter 128 well in West Ambrose Field, and that will essentially generate power back to the Burke Divide, Sheridan Co-op in that area. We've also started scoping some liquid recovery situations with refrigeration, with a refrigeration process from a company called G2G, and our negotiations for contracts and a pilot project are ongoing.
And are you also looking at the possibility of contracting with another gatherer?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah. We currently have our portion signed of an agreement with One Oak for their expansion to Divide County, which is slated to be completed at in March of 2013.
Okay, so these other alternatives you're looking at, like liquids removal or electric cogen, those would be interim solutions until one of them can get there. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Let's go to Exhibit 3 and tell us what you're showing on Exhibit 3.
Certainly. Exhibit 3 is an economic breakdown of SM Energy building and operating their own pipeline. And it values the wells that we have existing now and connecting, creating our own gathering system and then installing our own transfer system to the WBI interconnect. We estimate the total gross investment at about $43 million to gather about 18 wells, approximately 1,850 MCF a day at a $2.80 per MMBTU price, and we value that project at negative $28,930,510.
So it's not economic to build your own system. Essentially, you're left with waiting for the one-off system to get in place. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
In your opinion, does the value of the oil that's being produced from these wells far exceed the value of any gas that will be flared over a temporary period?
Yes, sir. I do believe that.
And in your opinion, will any substantial waste result from continued flaring and producing oil at an unrestricted rate?
No, sir.
And will that continued unrestricted production also allow you to continue to evaluate the reservoir and justify further development of the reservoir, including infill development of the already developed basin units?
Absolutely. Yes, sir, it will.
With that, I don't have further questions. We'd offer the exhibits.
Exhibits will be received. Are there questions from the staff?
Danny, this is Bruce Hicks. What plant is One Oak going to run this gas to?
I am not necessarily positive of that, Bruce, right now. I do know that the gas will be heading straight east out of our acreage. So it will probably intersect that WBI interconnect to the north, which would be possibly around Lignite or Portal.
And why is it going to take so long to get it complete? Do you know if they're waiting on a gas plant to be built?
I'm not necessarily sure. I've not seen the specifics of the contract yet because they have not finalized their portion of our contract yet. We have agreed to their terms and signed the contract, and we are awaiting their execution of the contract right now.
On Exhibit 2, you indicated that right now the current system cannot handle even half of, or any more than half of the gas produced from the wells that they're currently serving. Is there any way to increase the compression on this line, or is it a plant capacity problem?
Essentially, because the line is so small, it's by nature not piggable, and it creates problems with liquid loading inside of the line, which then creates problems with the line pressuring up and kicking our wells off the line. We're working with Sterling right now to get some interim solutions. One would be to bypass their Ambrose compressor and JT plant. And that would actually give us some additional capacity. They're hoping that capacity would go from about 450 MCF a day right now to about 1,000 MCF a day.
And then lastly, on your economics, you indicated that on Exhibit 3 that the starting gas price was $2.80. Seems pretty small when you consider liquids. Are you considering any of that?
No, sir. That's just our $2.80 per MMBTU. We do run a heating value factor on top of that. So that would translate to our heating value factor would be approximately 1.6 for all the wells in that area. So that would actually translate to an MCF price of about $4.48 in MCF.
I realize it's high BTU gas, but are you considering the profit from the liquids that you've recovered from your system?
No, sir. No, this does not include an NGL associated with it. It's based on just a net realized price per MMBTU that we've modeled after what we get from Sterling right now.
But the Bakken gas is pretty high in liquids. Couldn't you almost double the value of the gas?
The price that we do have right now, it actually rolls that up into it. It's based on the statements that we get from Sterling right now.
Yeah, thank you. Well, the other question I was going to ask you is you indicated that you were going to be able to strip some of the liquids. Are you committed to a certain time frame, or upon being able to connect these to One Oak, can you cancel your contract?
There will be a time frame associated with our liquid stripping process that we're looking into. We're hoping that it will be very short-term, possibly 6 months agreement on the equipment. It will be equipment-based and not necessarily well or lease or location-based. So hopefully that would still then allow us to gain utility from the equipment by moving it to additional locations that aren't connected to gas sales line. But I'm not sure in terms of being able to strip liquids out ahead of One Oak. I just haven't had the chance to review their contract yet.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that will conclude our consolidated hearing in case numbers 18-0470, 48, and 049.